The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Everybody, let's get into it.
Stay with me. Thank God it's Monday.
Let's get it started. The Upstate's live, local source for breaking news and what to think of it. Welcome to The Morning Answer. Buckle up. It could get rough. The Morning Answer with Joey Hudson from the WeSellKiwi.com studios on 94.5 The Answer.
It is 6:05 on this Monday. Welcome. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. We're going to talk a little about the weekend, as it turned out a little bit different than what we were expecting as we headed into the weekend. Local, state, federal officials painted a very dire picture of the description of Hurricane Ian's impact during multiple appearances yesterday on various Sunday morning talk shows, many of them calling for more federal assistance. Senator Marco Rubio, Senator Rick Scott, both from Florida, Federal Emergency Management Agency Administrator Deanne Criswell, and Fort Myers, Florida Mayor Kevin Anderson, all of whom surveyed damage from Ian over the weekend, as many officials were in various places in Florida and in the Carolinas, Georgia. These officials told hosts that the storm caused widespread flooding, property damage across the states, as hundreds of thousands still remain without power over the weekend. Let's start with Florida Senator Marco Rubio, who was with co-anchor Jonathan Carl on ABC's This Week, saying that there's really nothing they've ever had in Florida to compare the destruction of Ian.
Well, I don't think it has a comparison, not for Florida. Their entire communities, Fort Myers Beach, no longer exists. I mean, it'll have to be rebuilt. It'll be something different. It was a slice of old Florida that you can't recapture. Sanibel's basically flattened.
Ian, of course, made landfall near Fort Myers. It was a Category 4 storm at the time. Bringing destructive winds, had a huge storm surge in that area. Some estimate that the storm surge itself reached 18 feet at its peak. And as you see the images of, like, the Fort Myers, one of the bridges going over to Fort Myers Beach was just covered. It was just gone. Latest update as of last night, 77 Floridians have died from the hurricane, and unfortunately officials believe that the death toll will continue to climb as officials continue to work on recovery efforts. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' office said over the weekend that first responders so far have made more than 1,100 rescues. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell told Fox News Sunday, talking with Shannon Bream, that although the storm's over, people still need to be careful. There's still danger, and she pointed out the fact that quite often after national disasters like this, more people are killed afterwards than they actually are during the event.
I know we worry a lot about the direct impacts from the storm itself as it's making landfall, but we see so many more injuries and sometimes more fatalities after the storm because there are so many dangers out there. What I can say is people need to stay vigilant right now. Standing water brings with it all kinds of hazards.
And that's a good advice, of course, to keep. As officials continue assessing the wreckage, Florida's two U.S. senators said that they would support a congressional funding act to aid recovery, which would go beyond what President Biden has approved for Florida's emergency and major disaster declarations, which freed up federal resources. But on CNN State of the Union, co-anchor Dana Bash kind of pressed Marco Rubio on why in the past he hasn't voted for a relief bill. She specifically cited one in 2013 following Hurricane Sandy, which devastated, of course, parts of New York and New Jersey. She pointed out that Rubio had not supported the bill. The senator went on to say that he believes that an Ian bill should have no pet projects for other lawmakers, and pointed out that the bill that he did not support in 2013 was loaded down with other pet projects in addition to the funds that were going to the hurricane recovery.
Why should other senators vote for relief for your state when you didn't vote for a package to help theirs?
Oh, I've always voted for hurricane and disaster relief. I've even voted for it without pay for it. What I didn't vote for in Sandy is because they had included things like a roof for a museum in Washington, D.C., for fisheries in Alaska. It had been loaded up with a bunch of things that had nothing to do with disaster relief. And I wouldn't support disaster relief efforts. I would never put out there that we should go use a disaster relief package for Florida as a way to pay for all kinds of other things people want around the country. So I think that's the key in moments like this. And Sandy, unfortunately, they loaded it up. They really did with a bunch of things that had nothing to do with Sandy. But I voted for every disaster relief package, especially that's clean. And I'll continue to do so. When it comes to Florida, I'll do that again. And we'll make sure that package is clean and doesn't have stuff for other people in there.
I read the Congressional Research Service report last night. It sounds like that roof actually was damaged by the hurricane. And what happened in Alaska was the result of another disaster. But in any event, my question is about the future. Are you telling me that if Hurricane Ian relief contains anything that smells like pork, you'll vote no?
Sure. I'll fight against it having pork in it. That's the key. We shouldn't have that in there because it undermines the ability to come back and do this in the future.
Well, and he's right, isn't it? Quite often, this is what they do. You've got a bill that is designed to specifically meet the needs of people in Florida, South Carolina, maybe, who have been hurt by Hurricane Ian. And then you have all these other politicians piling in, putting in their little pet projects. When you're passing a bill to help the people who have been hurt by Hurricane Ian, that's all it should have in it, period. Nothing else should be added to it. Just make it clean. Both Rubio and Scott, the two senators from Florida, appeared open to supporting a bill that would help offset some of the expenses that everyone in Florida is going to have. They were on CBS Face the Nation when Scott said that he would support such a bill.
If you're calling for an emergency supplemental, does it need to be paid for, offset?
Well, I've supported disaster relief. And look, everything you do, you'd love it to be paid for. But, you know, we've made commitments that we're going to help our families, our businesses, our states and local governments. And as federal government, we need to do our job.
You notice that she and several other hosts over the weekend ask about these relief packages and should they be paid for. Now, Biden has spent trillions of dollars in the name of COVID relief over the past 2 years. No one has been interested in whether or not the bills are going to be paid for. Now, he comes up with some type of fuzzy math. Which bill was it? The Inflation Reduction Act, which he claimed was going to be totally paid for. Of course, the way he's going to pay for it is the 80-plus thousand new IRS agents who are going to be out harassing you to try to collect more tax money. That's how he thinks he's going to pay for it. But that's always a thing. Well, you know, how's it going to be paid for? And typically Republicans are asking that question. Well, suddenly the media is interested in this when you've got a red state like Florida, when you have a red state, possibly like South Carolina, who may need some money. They're wanting to know, well, if you support this, is it going to be paid for? The news anchors also ask officials whether it makes sense to rebuild destroyed communities in low-lying areas. Now, this is a valid question. Many officials seem reluctant to abandon communities, and I get that, saying that new building regulations and other strategies to mitigate the impact of future storms need to be taken into consideration. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper, for example, who also, his state, North Carolina, saw some severe damage, told NBC Meet the Press, Chuck Todd, that there was going to be some tough decisions ahead as they're deciding what can be rebuilt.
You have to make tough decisions when you rebuild. We've had two 500-year floods within 23 months of each other. And we know that that's not true anymore. We know that these areas are vulnerable. So what we're doing is making sure that we are using strategies like elevation and even buyouts.
There is a, it's going to be an interesting conversation going forward because there is a movement in some areas not to rebuild or not to allow people to build houses where some of these houses were destroyed because, you know, it's just sort of a given. If you rebuild back on that sandy beach, there's going to be another Hurricane Ian, and it's going to be destroyed again. So the question that's being batted around, I'd love to get your take on it, should the government play a role in not allowing people to build some of these beachfront houses or beachfront restaurants, beachfront hotels, not allow them to build them back? Is that the government's role? If you owned a beachfront property and your home was just destroyed by Hurricane Ian, do you want the government telling you you can't build it back because it's in a very dangerous place? 877-235-9405 on this Monday morning edition of The Morning Answer. Lots to cover. Nancy Pelosi said over the weekend that that she believes that the illegals need to be sent to Florida. They need to stay in Florida so they can pick the crops down there, she said. Also, as recovery starts in Florida, Vice President Kamala Harris, in a speech, suggested that maybe the federal hurricane relief efforts should be based on equity and prioritize people in communities of color as far as assistance and the cleanup. And finally, if you're thinking of going to Florida to do a little looting, as this seems to always happen after events like this, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has a message for those of you thinking about taking advantage of a bad situation. The governor warned those over the weekend that if you're thinking of ransacking people's homes, you need to remember Florida is a Second Amendment state. Florida is heavily armed. He seemed to suggest that you might have a surprise. 877-235-9405. It is 6:18 on this Monday morning edition of The Morning Answer.
It's The Morning Answer on 94.5 The Answer.
The housing market here in the upstate's great for sellers, but for buyers, the price of buying a home, it's a little bit tougher out there. Starting to get some better, but still, it's more than likely a seller's market. That's why I recommend reaching out to my friends at America's Home Place. Let them design and custom build a brand new home, your dream home, on that property that you already have. You got a piece of property? You got a lot that you purchased a while back, or maybe mom and dad gave you some property? Well, now's the ideal time to build on that property. Yes, mortgage rates have started going up. So that's why you need to act now. Go ahead and lock in a lower rate. And there's no one better to partner with than America's Home Place to get that home built. For the past five decades, they've helped upstate residents design, finance, and build the home of their dreams. They have everything you need under one roof, making a process that can seem daunting at times as seamless and stress-free as possible. So don't wait for the rates to go up again, and don't settle for overpaying on a house that maybe is not exactly what you want. Build exactly what you want. Build your dream home on your dream land now. You can find America's Home Place in Anderson and in Greer. Get started today. Find them online at americashomeplace.com. Go ahead and check out, find the floor plan that's perfect for you. And keep in mind, every single floor plan on there can be customized for you as well. americashomeplace.com at 619.
Welcome back to The Morning Answer. Want to talk to Joey? Give us a call on the PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition call line, 877-235-9405.
PhD, the official weight loss program of the Clemson Tigers.
Now, here's Joey Hudson on 94.5 The Answer.
6:23 on this Monday morning. Texter on the Big Rock text line. And the next thing you know, the government will be telling you what size Big Gulp you're allowed to buy and how much daily sugar you're allowed to consume. Thank you for your text. I'm sure in reference to the comment on the discussion on whether or not some of these areas will be allowed to build back. And if you saw the images of Fort Myers and Sanibel Island off the coast of Florida, particularly, then you saw just how underwater they are. And the big question has been, and we always have this discussion after a hurricane, should they be allowed to build back? In some cases, where their house was is no longer there because of erosion. So first you got to put that sand back in place. I mean, we saw a lot of heavy equipment around these areas, even here in South Carolina, as Hurricane Ian was a Category 1 when it made landfall around Georgetown. But like the city of Pawleys Island and Garden City and through there, they had 3-4 feet of sand that had washed inland. So you had heavy equipment over the weekend starting to push that sand back out to the beaches. But there's always been this discussion on how close should you be allowed to build on the beach, and especially an area that is prone to erosion and prone to be destroyed during a hurricane? Should the federal government, the state government, have any say on whether or not you can rebuild? 877-235-9405. Glad to have you in on this Monday. Love to get you comments on the Big Rock text line. For all your natural stone and hardscape needs, visit GoBigRock.com. And, of course, your phone calls are welcome. Option 1, Tommy will put you in queue. We'll talk as time permits. Option 2, just leave a quick message, and we'll air that as time permits as well. Let's go to the phones. Matt's waiting in Greenwood. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, good morning, Joey.
What's up, Matt?
Yeah, well, first I want to let you know I am not a climate alarmist. However, I do know that permanent structures belonging to private and commercial entities in low-lying areas and too close to a large body of water do cause problems with the water quality. Mm-hmm. And on top of the fact that they're a huge drain on, you know, insurance, I think it would be a great idea to prevent anything from being built in those kind of areas unless there's a really good reason for it being there.
So that,
I mean, you got your recreational activities and then a couple other things that would have a significant reason to be in such a place.
Yeah.
Everybody else should be paid to relocate. That needs to be community property.
So when you say everyone should be paid to relocate, you're saying that the government, rather than, say, maybe giving money via flood insurance to rebuild, they should be given money to rebuild someplace else?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
I think it's the most responsible thing to do for the entire state.
So basically, in some of these areas, then, you no longer have any beachfront homes. And you're good with that. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, it's, you know, that look, there's some areas that's the discussion they're having, Matt, is do we let you rebuild on the beachfront? It's going to be a tough one because
I know people love having their homes there and everything, but when you're talking about helping the entire populace as opposed to, you know, something that's desired by a small group of people. And yeah, I understand the sacrifice to it. And, you know, but when you're worried about the common good, that would be the best thing to do. I know that a lot of people like to put all kind of fertilizers in their grass and everything, and it tears the water up and causes all kind of weird algaes to grow and everything else.
Yeah.
It's just not good for the water.
Yeah. I got you, Matt. Appreciate your input. Have a great Monday. So Matt's in favor of not allowing people to rebuild on some of these. You know, the left, of course, they're blaming the destruction of Hurricane Ian on climate change. That we heard a lot of that over the past few days. Sort of a "I told you so" type thing. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper was leading the pack. Leading the pack, pun intended. The North Carolina State Pack, Wolfpack, didn't do so well in Death Valley, did they? What a game for all of you Clemson fans. Congratulations. Roy Cooper saying that his coastal state has a front row seat to climate change, adding that he's working to build stronger and more resilient infrastructure to combat the effects of global warming. He is attributing Hurricane Ian to global warming.
North Carolina has had a front row seat when it comes to the effects of climate change. And we are making sure that we become a clean energy safe haven and that we are paying attention to resiliency.
Yes, we want you to do so. 877-235-9405. So what do you say? Does the government have a role in telling you, let's say you're at Fort Myers Beach, or let's say you're down at Pawleys Island. I mean, the historic pier at Pawleys Island just washed away. Well, if you build another pier, don't you think it's probably going to wash away sometime too? What role does the government play in deciding whether you can rebuild that structure or not? Or do they play a role at all? Should they have a say? Should they get a vote? 877-235-9405 at 6:30 on The Morning Answer.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.